This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's a message a minute on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can afford the €500 fine. Fifi underscore White Range Rover started it all when she sent a photo of the guard who stopped her on the way down to Barley Cove. And on the way back, he gave her a fine and his phone number and they're going to meet for a bit of the old rumpy pumpy in Currabinny Woods. Orla underscore 2 White Range Rover said her Ken lost his lust during lockdown and she's currently messaging two guards who stopped her on the way to Garryvaugh, so we banned her from the group because there's no need for Garryvaugh. I have my eye on the guard on the way into Tremore Valley Park, but he keeps waving me on as if I'm only from Bishopstown. How can I get him to stop me? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and asked for her input. She said she was going out with a dumpy little inspector once with savage halitosis. I said, why? She said it was either that or pay the speeding fines.
Guten Tag. What is a story with you Irish end, the gargle? I have been living here now for 3 years and have successfully knocked 2 years off my life expectancy because it was either that or be treated like a crazy man at work because I didn't drink around the clock at the weekends. However, I have decided to go off the drink until the end of the lockdown because my hangovers give me the blues. But my lovely girlfriend from Ovens is threatening to stage an intervention. She said there's something wrong with you if you don't add a splash of gin to your porridge because the weather outside is frightful. Who has a problem here? Jürgen, Bellenkollig und Berlin.
My cousin is an expert in substance abuse, specialising in Prosecco and glue, but enough about her hen party. I told her your story and said, who has the problem here? She said, Jürgen. I said, why? She said, because his girlfriend's from Ovens. Look, at least it isn't calumny.
Hello, Oldsrock. Myself and Hoggy snuck off for a bit of skiing last week. I won't tell you where. Not that you could afford it anyway, given you only live in Ballinlock. Got a WhatsApp message this morning from Ducky Prendergast. It's a video clip from RTE showing a bunch of people coming out the arrivals gate in Dublin Airport, and there's Hoggy and myself in the middle of them, langers drunk. Sure, what else would you be doing on a flight? The problem is that the report said these people were coming off a flight from Lanzarote, and the WhatsApp groups on the Blackrock Road are on fire now with the news that Hoggy and myself went to the Canary Islands. Now, Ducky told me he's already tabled a motion to have our photos taken down from the Wall of Legends in the Yacht Club, the Langer. How can I let people know that I've never been to Lanzarote? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
Lanzarote isn't that bad. Although the last time I was there, I remember saying to my Connor that I can't wait to get back to Leaside. He said, what's wrong with Lanzarote? I said, it would be nice to meet someone who isn't from Cork.
Hello, it's Rosaline here. I'm back home in Ballydesmond. I finally said bad cess to you to my boyfriend up in Bishopstown and him treating me like a slave, looking after his kids and then his every perverted need once they went to bed, the dirty so-and-so. I'm back home now and I never thought I'd say it, but people from the Cork-Kerry border are about as civilized as something you'd see floating on top of a pond. I went into the shop yesterday to buy the examiner and didn't the woman behind the counter say, sorry Rosaline, we don't stack the Guardian newspaper here for intellectuals like yourself with your taste for the city life. I nearly leapt in over the counter at her. So like, how can I persuade them I'm still just Rosaline from Ballydesmond? Rosaline Ballydesmond.
I know your pain. When I moved back to Cork from Dublin, people treated me like I was some kind of septic snob. I kept saying to them, but I was like that before I left Cork.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.